The eyes of Europe are on Czech President Václav Klaus, a fierce Eurosceptic who now holds the key to the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty. After the Irish yes to Lisbon on Friday, the Czech Republic and Poland are the only remaining EU countries yet to ratify the Lisbon Treaty. The Polish head of state is expected to sign it in a matter of days, but Mr. Klaus has shown no intention of breathing life into a document he's so vigorously opposed to. On Saturday, a group of Eurosceptics marched to his seat at Prague Castle with a clear message: don't give up the fight. Jan Richter reports.
Some 200 Eurosceptics, conservative Catholics, libertarians, nationalists and the odd skinhead assembled outside the Irish embassy in Prague's Malá Strana on Saturday, waving signs that said no to Lisbon, EU danger and EU flags with a hammer and sickle. They made their way up to Prague Castle, the seat of Czech President Václav Klaus, who famously refused to fly an EU flag there. Mr. Klaus came out to address his supporters, telling them he shared their views on the Lisbon Treaty. I'm reading all these signs here, remarked Mr. Klaus, and I understand them. Those are my sentiments too, although as president I have to use somewhat weaker words. The Czech president has adamantly refused to ratify Lisbon, even though it was approved by both chambers of parliament. Now he's bound by law to await a verdict by the country's constitutional court that is reviewing the treaty at the request of a group of right-wing senators. The court is expected to reach a verdict within some 6 weeks or so, but many would like Václav Klaus to withhold ratification for much longer, at least until after the spring elections in the UK. Catholic commentator Michal Semin was one of the event's organizers.
We are here to tell him that we will support him if he remains firm and will wait for the elections in Great Britain in case the Tories will win. So then the referendum will be held. And so our position is to support President Klaus to remain in the position he took up until today.
The head of the British Conservatives, David Cameron, has promised that if his party wins the election and the treaty is not ratified at the time, the Tories would hold a referendum on it. But when asked directly what message he had for the British people, Václav Klaus appeared resigned.
Well, I am afraid that the people of Britain should have been doing something really much earlier and not just now, too late, saying something and waiting for my decision. So that's my clear message to all of them.
Too late.
Too late.
The majority of Czech politicians welcomed the result of the second Irish referendum. Civic Democrat leader Mirek Topolánek told Czech TV on Sunday that the president should ratify the treaty.
Ta smlouva je ratifikována oběma komorami parlamentu a podle přestože nejsem znalec ústavní právník, tak
the treaty was ratified by both chambers of parliament. Although I'm not a lawyer, the way I understand it is that since we don't have a presidential system in the Czech Republic, the president's signature is a mere formality. However, I understand that others might see it differently and argue that the president does not have to sign the treaty. That would get us in a very difficult position.
To nás dostává do velmi nepříjemné situace.
For his part, the head of the Social Democrats, Jiří Paroubek, hopes the Constitutional Court will rule quickly.
Myslím, že by ústavní soud měl rychle rozhodovat. Aspoň tak rychle, jak rozhodoval ve věci zrušení voleb do poslanců.
I think that the Constitutional Court should decide quickly, and I think that Civic Democrat senators should stop obstructing the ratification. The whole of Europe is watching the Czech Republic now and expects us to complete ratification of the Lisbon Treaty.
Tak, aby nebránila ratifikaci Lisabonské smlouvy.
Until the court's ruling, President Klaus's hands are tied. The real war of nerves will begin if the judges find that the Lisbon Treaty is in line with Czech law. But if President Klaus wants to keep the whole of the European Union waiting for his signature, he'll need much more backing than he got at Prague Castle on Saturday.